our risen Lord Jesus Christ, who has forgiven us so much, be with you. The text for our consideration this morning is the text that was written, Gospel of Luke, the parable of the two debtors, the sinful woman, and Simon the Pharisee's house. When we look carefully at the mission record of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, out there, makes 95% of the world's population that lives beyond the borders of the United States. We have to thank God for what He has done through us. There are some 400,000 men, women, and children out there who are our brothers and sisters in Christ. That represents about the size of Illinois, all three districts, and Indiana, the districts put together in total. But in comparison to the 3.5 billion people yet who do not know the Lord Jesus as their Savior, this is a peanut effort. Why is our mission effort and our mission force, say of about 178 missionary units, so small? The word that was read, that we're considering this morning, gives us the clue. It is a forgiveness connection. Jesus took a mealtime incident in the house of Simon the Pharisee to draw that and to establish that connection. The revulsion of Simon the Pharisee at this woman, a prostitute, coming into his home and just profusely wetting the feet of Jesus as he lay at supper, and taking down her hair in public and wiping his feet, incessantly kissing them, and anointing his feet with a precious ointment. The revulsion, I say, of Peter, the inner of Simon, the inner turmoil in his mind about this, gave opportunity for Jesus to instruct Simon and all of us of the relationship of love and forgiveness. Just as the debtor, he told this parable of the two debtors to them, and just as that debtor who had been forgiven much, loved much, in the same proportion, that woman had been forgiven much, and she did extraordinary acts of love. There is a direct connection, in direct proportion, Jesus means to say, to the forgiveness of sins and the evidence, the product, the result of that forgiveness. To go cross-culturally and make disciples of nations, as our Lord has asked us to do, with the means of that message of forgiveness in Jesus Christ, and to serve in all humility our fellow men, are acts of love. And when these acts of love are small, then it's evidence of our smallness of forgiveness. Not that we do not have many, many sins. Yes, we have many sins, and they are great. But it is our perception that they are so small and insignificant. Our realization, our sense of this. So there are those connections. The connection that forgiveness, little forgiveness in that perception leads to little acts of love. And the little acts of love that we have, say, in comparison, are small in our mission work. To trace that, then, to the smallness of our forgiveness calls for repentance. To know that really in comparison our acts are so small, we need to consider that and bow our heads in sin. But you know what Jesus did in his teaching of this parable? He taught both sides of it. He taught the corollary to little produces little. He also said that those who have been forgiven much, love much. And it's not so much, again, that we realize the number of sins, but that we perceive, that we discern the great magnitude of our sins, and the great magnitude of how these sins have been forgiven, the magnitude of Christ's forgiveness, and that we have been forgiven those sins. Oh, the marvel and the wonder of the salvation of God in forgiveness through Jesus Christ and all that he has done for us. He completely forgives us of all of our sins. Paul realized the immensity of his sinfulness and called himself the chief of sinners. He realized the immensity, tremendous forgiveness that he had experienced through faith in Jesus Christ. And he gave himself to mission works of love completely. Has not the forgiveness of your sins brought you here, literally, to the feet of Jesus, here at Concordia Seminary? Has not this been the real compelling reason why you have given yourself to become involved in Jesus and his work, and to carry this message of forgiveness here, there, everywhere? Yes, all of us are compelled, really, by this forgiveness of sins to go and do as the woman did, this extraordinary act of love, and in this case, act of mission love, of mission work. A greater recognition of our own sinfulness and the magnitude of the forgiveness of sins in Jesus Christ, it becomes with our study of God's Word. As we study it in all forms, we come to realize our own sinfulness and what love and forgiveness there is in Jesus Christ. But through this forgiveness, then the love is bound. There is the connection. We comprehend the height and the depth, the length and the breadth of this forgiveness of our sins. We come to understand the great dimension of the work that has to be done. And that there are many, many more who can receive this forgiveness of sins. Blessed is the man whose sins are forgiven, Psalmist says in Psalm 32. And blessed will be many, many more people because of that forgiveness as we carry out Christ's mission. May He help us more and more to do this. In Jesus' name, amen.